Remaining dry, temperatures will range from 16 or 17 degrees in the far north to 18 or 19 in the south, with light westerly winds for most. It's 10 minutes past 8.
And this is Good Morning Scotland with Hayley Miller and Bill Whiteford. This morning on the programme, we've been looking at the subject of begging on Scotland's streets. Aberdeen City Council has called for a ban on the practice and is carrying out a consultation with its counterparts in Glasgow on the issue. But what's it like to be on the street asking people to give you money? Our reporter Hugh Williams has been talking to two people begging on the streets in Glasgow city centre.
There are a lot of people earning their living here on Sockey Hall Street in the centre of Glasgow. There are the buskers, there are the people that work in the banks and building societies, the restaurants and takeaways, and all the shops that line this route. But there is an unofficial economy in operation here as well. Sometimes it can seem as though every couple of hundred metres or so you go past someone else who's just sitting on the pavement begging for money.
My wife died 2 years ago and I got evicted for the house because the house was in her name. So I gave my two kids to my auntie just to look after them and ended up, because of nowhere to stay, need to apply me because I've no address to.
So you're rough sleeping or you're in a hostel or what are you doing?
I'm rough sleeping.
You're skippering?
Aye.
Joseph, who's 47, has lived rough and begged before. He says he's been back on the streets for the past 3 months after a delay getting benefits through. Sandra told me she's been begging for almost 14 years.
At the start I was on drugs and then I decided I was about to beg to get the money for drugs because the social was not keeping me. It was only, I was getting paid fortnightly and it wasn't helping me to get squared up every day with the drugs. But now I'm off of drugs and I'm 42 now and I'm not on the social yet. I'm just waiting for my claim to get sorted out.
Joseph says he's off drugs too and he doesn't drink.
I haven't touched drugs for years.
Used to.
I'm an ex-addict.
What about alcohol? What about
booze? No, I hate alcohol. See, my wife died. She was a drinker, yeah. And she was bleeding inside. And the time I got to the hospital, they gave her a blood transfusion, and then they came out and told me she was dead. You know, so I think that's how I don't like alcohol. You know, it's just. Causes too much trouble.
Sandra told me she has a clear target in mind as she's sitting with her arm outstretched, holding a paper cup.
I've got to pay money to get into the women's refuges, their showers, towels and accessories and things like that. But I usually beg a tenner all in is like for money to get something to eat because I've got a wee fridge in the house and I beg £7.50 to get in the hostel.
So you're looking for about £10 a day?
Yes.
Joseph, who sits holding a single crutch, says he can understand why some begging upsets people.
There's aggressive begging, and see, there's different kinds of begging.
So what do you mean by aggressive begging?
Aggressive begging is getting up and spare some change, you know, annoying them. Me, I just sit here. I don't bother with anybody, you know. If they put money in, I say thank you very much, not no, but I don't ask people, not no.
And, surprisingly, Sandra says a clampdown on street begging would be a good idea.
I think it's quite right, because people are getting annoyed. There's too many beggars in the whole
city. Now, you're saying that as a beggar yourself.
Aye.
You shouldn't be doing this. It should be against the law.
Uh-huh. But it's just the way to try and live. Well, that's the way I think it. I'm trying to live. See, when my social money gets sorted out, I'll stop all this. I'll stop begging. I'll go on my wee life and try and get a house and my wee kid. You know what I mean? My sister's got my wee kid just now. She's only 6. And now I'm knowing drugs, I'm trying to just sort my life out.
Joseph, too, hopes to get back on his feet and start working again as a kitchen porter.
Hugh Williams speaking to some people on the streets there. Listening to that is Councillor Barney Crockett, leader of Aberdeen City Council. Good morning to you.
Hi there.
What's your plan, then, to deal with begging in Aberdeen?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say, feel very much for the two people you've just interviewed. But, you know, Aberdeen's situation is we're looking to have a very targeted prospective prohibition of begging in our city centre. But